Sermon on the Mount. It's called the Mount of Beatitudes because of the first verses from chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel. But I'd like to call your attention to the fact that it goes on for several chapters, all the way to the end of chapter 7. And so if you get a chance, I'd like to encourage you sometime today to read chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew's Gospel. What's important about a mountaintop? We heard it yesterday. It's the place where God reveals his presence. It's a place of meeting God. In the Old Testament, Mount Sinai is where Moses received the law, the old law. And now in the New Testament, Jesus is on a mountaintop and he's teaching the new law, the law of his kingdom, which in Matthew's Gospel is always referred to as the kingdom of heaven. It helps to interpret the Beatitudes, I think, if we remember that they direct our attention to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is present to us right here in this world because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. So when Jesus came into this world, he established the kingdom of heaven right here on this earth. But we all know that it's not totally fulfilled yet. We don't have the peace and the joy of being with God in the kingdom of heaven itself in a new and glorious way until after we pass from this earth on into the next. That's when it's completely fulfilled. So some of the Beatitudes you can interpret in the sense of what can happen to us right here on this earth. Others of the Beatitudes you have to interpret as to what's going to happen in the future once we've passed from this earth into the kingdom of heaven. For example, on this earth, blessed are those who mourn. They will be consoled. Now, how in the world can we say blessed, happy, fortunate are those who mourn? Well, it's precisely because we believe that when people die, that's not the end of their existence, but they go into a new and, in fact, better world. And so we are consoled by that right here on this earth. As Steve was sharing yesterday with regard to how his mother feels about his dad having passed away and gone to be with God, there is consolation and joy knowing that for a Christian, life is not ended with death, but rather we pass into a new life with God. It takes the sting out of death, as St. Paul would say, for believers. And so we have some consolation in this world when we are mourning. That mourning, that sense of mourning, doesn't last forever. Our faith helps us to get through it. On the other hand, there are some things for which we never see the results in this world. Blessed are those who suffer for righteousness. Well, their reward is mostly going to be in the next world, in heaven. We already share in the kingdom of heaven, of course, because the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. But we certainly do look forward to its full revelation to us in heaven. Now, meanwhile, while we live on this earth, our day-to-day lives, we need to follow the new law that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. And in the Beatitudes and in the Sermon on the Mount, he often talks not so much about the behavior as the attitude that we're supposed to have behind the behavior. So sometimes I've seen the Beatitudes, which really means blessed are, or happy or fortunate, I've seen those translated in another way or interpreted in another way as the be attitudes, or the attitudes that we ought to have to be in this particular life. Be, okay? So we should be poor in spirit. In other words, not overly attached to the things of this earth. We should be meek, not proud and overbearing. We should be clean of heart. We should be peacemakers. And remember then that the Sermon on the Mount goes on for a couple of more chapters. And so we should be patient. We should be faithful to our spouse. We should be generous. We should be loving, even to our enemies. We should be prayerful. We should be true disciples. Those are the be attitudes behind our behavior. And if we live in that way, then we'll be part of the kingdom of God. So today, let us make a choice to build our house on solid rock, the rock of Jesus Christ. That, incidentally, is the way chapter 7 ends, by encouraging us to build, to establish, to found our lives on the rock of our Lord Jesus Christ and not on the shifting sands of this world. And then, as it says in the Beatitudes, you will rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in the kingdom of heaven.